All right, and we're back. I want to play some music real quickly of one of the two pianists that are really associated with the forefront of bebop. The first is a guy named Bud Powell. Many people consider Bud Powell to be the piano technician of the bebop era, if you were. He had prodigious technique. As we get further into jazz, we keep seeing these musicians that have spent a lot of time studying their instrument classically, and Bud Powell is one of these musicians. There are lots of stories surrounding Bud Powell. I don't want to go into a lot of them because I think the thing that most people want to really focus in on is in his music. He did have some mental problems. He also had, at one point, he was assaulted by a couple of police officers and had to take some time off from playing. He's not alone in this. A lot of guys that played this music either ended up with some substance abuse problems. Some of them, you know, didn't have health care, obviously, and they ended up with problems that resulted from drinking too much or things like that. But I really hate focusing on things like that because I don't want that to be a thing that people remember about Bud Powell. I want you to remember some of the great music he made. He did actually play in Charlie Parker's band for a little bit of time, and he's on like the landmark recording of Donna Lee. I'm going to play three recordings of Bud Powell's today. I've been staying all well within the time frame set down to me by the producer, so I know that I can actually go over on this segment a little bit. We're going to hear a recording of a Dizzy Gillespie tune called Salt Peanuts, and this features a great band, George DeVivier and Art Taylor, George DeVivier on bass and Art Taylor on drums. Then we're going to hear a piano solo rendition of a tune called Parisian Thoroughfare. And then finally, we'll hear yet another Dizzy Gillespie tune called A Night in Tunisia. Then we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to finish up the first hour.